You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, I had to play it again. That's how we started the last one a couple days ago, and that's how we're going to start this one, as the Mariners met the Mets and they beat the Mets. The first team to take out the Mets in a series so far this season, and this one could not have been more entertaining. There was so much to love about it beyond the series when you had, of course, Paul Sewald returning to take revenge against his former team.
Two outs, second and third. The payoff. Swing and a miss. A slider, top of the zone. And Marte is down swinging, and Paul Sewald comes back to his former stomping grounds in Flushing and gets out of a major jam in the seventh.
You had Jesse Winker as the villain waving to the fans in New York.
Finally comes set for the belt. Check second. He delivers. Swung on and blasted to right field. This is well hit and it is gone. Jesse Winker has done it. Clubbers a three-run home run and we are tied. A brand new ball game in Flushing. The boos rain down as Jesse Winker trots around the bases.
And, of course, they beat Max Scherzer in Game 1.
Next off on the way, swinging a ground ball fair inside the bag at first and down the right field line. Rounding third, heading home is Toro. Up of the ball is Marte. The throw in going to be cut off by McNeil, the second baseman. A run is in, and the Mariners have a lead 2-1.
And you can't say enough about Julio yesterday.
Shreve stares home. He sets, now fires. Swing it. This is a rocket deep out to left field. Canna's watching, and this ball is gone. Torched by Julio, number two this year for the Mariners rookie. It was obliterated out to left field. Julio Rodriguez has tied this game in the sixth inning with his second career home run. We're even at five.
So every game in the series with one run, a 2-1 win against Scherzer on Friday, losing 5-4 on Saturday, coming back with a hold-on time win, 8-7 yesterday against the Mets. Here was Julio, who reached base five times in the game, including that massive home run. Here's what Julio said after.
Julio, just wake up feeling good today? It seemed like everything inside you were able to make contact with.
Honestly, yesterday I felt pretty good too. I feel like I just carry on today, but today I was able to get better results, that's for sure.
How were you able to kind of bounce back from that base running issue that you had there in the second inning?
Man, I feel like I know that was a play that just happened at the beginning of the game, and I know that was definitely my mistake, but I feel like if you don't learn from those situations and learn how to move on onto the next page, you're just going to get stuck in the moment. You're not going to be able to provide later in the game for the team.
What were you looking for on that pitch that you got the homer for?
I'm going to be honest with you. I was trying to shoot it to the right field. Right center field is my two-strike approach in that one, but I was able to get my head out and be able to drive.
Does that kind of tell you about your swing a little bit? Like if you're looking for an opposite field approach and you're able to pull it like that, just kind of tell you where your swing's at?
Yeah, for sure. It just that's basically what you're trying to do with two strikes. If you're able to get it out there, you're just going to react to it. But my thought process is just to drive right center field.
How big was that walk, though, too? The one that set up Mike Ford?
Great. Great. I feel like that was probably my favorite at-bat. That was able to put him on, and he was able to deliver a big hit for us.
Yeah, do you feel like the game is getting more normal every day? Like, you know, you said you move on from this, you're adjusting, you're learning things every day. Do you feel more normal with each passing day?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like the more you're around it, the more you're around, the more you see stuff, I feel like the more you adjust. I feel like that's something that I feel pretty comfortable, like kind of stepping out of my comfort zone, kind of like learning and see what they're actually gonna try to do to me. So I feel like right now it's me feeling more slow.
I mean, like this series, you saw Scherzer, mm-hmm. you know, and then Cookie, and then you even saw Bassett, who's very different and does a lot of things different. I mean, you're seeing the full thing. You know?
Yeah, it's just cool to see new things and kind of be able to learn, because I'm pretty sure I'm gonna face them down the road again. So being able to get that first look and kind of like learn what they do, it was pretty good.
And how about Scott's service after the game?
Well, that was a very entertaining series. 3-1 one games. Would have preferred them not all be run one run, but we'll take it. You know, starts with the guy on the hill. I think, you know, if you could take away the one inning from Robbie Ray and all of his starts, he would probably be on pace to win the Cy Young game. It's really good, just to that one inning. But I will say after the fourth, for him to kind of regroup, go out there and put two zeros up was huge. That was really the key to winning the ball game and giving us a chance, not having to go to the bullpen too early. But offensively today, you know, huge day for Julio, obviously, after a little gaffe there early in the game on the base running. Credit to him. He was able to regroup, didn't let that get into the rest of his game, and then continue to have a great game. Big homer by Cal, Mike Ford contributing. But obviously, you know, all those good things happen today. We don't win the game unless Diego Castillo kind of puts his last three or four outings behind him, goes out, makes some quality pitches against some really good hitters late in the game, second and third, to get the two punch out. So happy for Diego. He's been struggling a little bit. But the one thing I'll say about Diesel is he wants the ball. He wants to get back out there. He knows he had a little bump in the road. Hasn't happened to him very often in his career. And he got it straightened out today. Huge shot in the arm for us. We don't win the ball game, obviously, unless he can, you know, somehow get the punch outs late. And he did. He's got a great slider, and he found it today just at the right time. So, great series.
He looks like a heartbeat guy. Is he kind of low heartbeat out there? And kind of with all the noise and everything, not a terrible person to have there?
I think he's absolutely the best that we have. And the fact you realize this guy has closed out World Series games. You know, he has been in that moment in the past and executes. You know, you keep throwing your pitch. He's got a really good slider. He got it in good spots today, and he had great results. So happy for him. That's why I gave him the big hug after the game. He deserved it.
Scott. Bump in the road for Steck, though. What happened there after that first out? It looked like maybe he would cruise.
I don't think you're ever going to cruise against this team. The Mets put the ball in play. They don't swing and miss much, and they found some holes, and they were tough at bats. Give those guys credit. They've got a good lineup, a really scrappy group over there. And again, you know, the left-hand hitters put the ball in play and, you know, created the inning for them. So I knew it wasn't going to be easy winning two out of three here, but and it wasn't. But glad to win the series against these guys.
Scott, how long did it feel like it took for Whitson to make the called strike three after they appealed down?
I know there's no question. I think if he doesn't call him out there, and I'm no longer in the game, obviously. But he clearly went. You know, a tough pitch. And again, I think Alonso's probably leading the league in RBIs. I mean, trying to put the best matchup for Diego. It's not ideal to put the bases loaded where a walk could get you, but we trust Diesel. He's going to throw strikes, going to execute, and that's what he did.
It's a team that hasn't lost a season series this year, especially how you guys came in after that tough home stand. Just how big was it to come in here?
Well, I think sometimes when you get on the road, it really brings a team together. You know, everybody's here for one purpose. We're here to play baseball. You spend more time with each other in the clubhouse, hanging out, and you get refocused. Sometimes at home, you can get some distraction. So it's good to get off to a good start on this road trip. It's a big trip for us. Just getting back to playing good baseball. You know, and good pitching today when we needed it, and certainly a lot of clutch hits from some younger guys. And, you know, Cal Raleigh's been struggling. That's a big hit today. You know, Mike Ford just joining us, big knock today. So a lot of guys chipping in offensively. Everybody feel good heading to Toronto.
So the trip continues to Toronto starting tonight as the Mariners take on the Blue Jays for three. Flexen Kikuchi, a very interesting game one matchup. Gilbert Berríos, that's another interesting one. And then Marco against Gausman in game three on Wednesday. All 4:07 first pitches will take the air. An hour for the pregame show before each one, and what should be a very interesting series. Good start to this road trip, a very tough road trip. Three more against the Blue Jays, four against Boston next weekend. So good start, though, to this one. So we'll see what happens. In the meantime, George Kirby pitched on Saturday. Shannon Dreher, very fun conversation with George Kirby. He's off to a fine start in his Major League Baseball career, including a lot of talk about just his amazing outing, his first time out in a big league uniform.
George, it's great to catch up with you. And I'm just really curious, just so much in the last week, what has it been like for you?
Yeah, it's been an unbelievable experience. A lot of emotions going through my head the day I got the call, and even now, it's just a surreal moment. Been working at this my whole life, and finally here, just happy to compete with the guys here, and it's just been a special week so far.
I love how you've been able to take it all in. Some guys come up here and they're just like, I have to close everything out. And I remember James Paxton didn't even know there were fans in the stands. But you have been able to take it all in. How do you do that?
Biggest thing for me is just kind of just be who I am and be calm. And, you know, I had a nice cheering section up there in
the
middle. So I could hear them pretty good. Most of the time I usually kind of zone that stuff out. But, yeah, it was just unbelievable to have all my family and friends here. And you just got to take it in. First day I was here, I was just looking up. Just beautiful day. And it was awesome.
You were lucky in that regard that you got the beautiful day. That doesn't always happen in May.
Yeah, I was super stoked about that. It was a beautiful baseball day, 60 degrees, wherever it was. Couldn't ask for a better one.
So take us back. How did you find out you got the call?
So we were in Frisco, Texas, and Thursday night after the game, our head coach, CeCe, and pitching coach, Sean McGrath, they both were like, hey, can we get you for a sec? I was like, all right. Kind of had a feeling, but yeah, a lot of emotions. I've been with McGrath for 5 years now from school, so that was a special moment to share with him. Called my parents right away. Yeah, just a lot of emotions going, and it was just an awesome day to experience.
What did you tell him? What were the exact words?
I think it was like, I was like, hey, guys, I think I woke him up, too. It was pretty late. I was like, hey, guys, I'm a big leaguer now. And my dad and mom started crying a little bit. So did I. Happy cries, and it was just great conversation over the phone, and they were just super happy to share that moment with me.
When did you come out on the field for the first time? What do you remember about that?
I was here Saturday. Yeah, I just walked around and just took it all in. It was good to get get acclimated with the team the day before, and it was good to see some familiar faces, that buddies I know from spring training. So it was just a great day. Just tried to take it all in and enjoy it.
Your rowdy crew, tell me about them.
Yeah, so I had like 5 or 6 Elon buddies, former teammates. The rest are all my high school buddies. I've known them since elementary school. They promised me that they'd be here on my debut, and they kept that promise. So, and I gave them like a 12-hour notice, and they came through, and it was just great to see them.
Did it help to hear them out there?
Absolutely. Having some familiar faces in there, it just felt awesome. Just really appreciate those guys.
Who out there had you known the longest?
My buddy Rocco Macri. He was my first friend in preschool. Four years old, been friends since. But everyone else too, like I've known him since kindergarten, so it was just awesome.
Yeah, it was an awesome sight and sound, and I as far as I'm concerned, if you want to take them everywhere, that's fine. It was a special, really added to the whole experience forever for everyone. What did you tell yourself before you walked out on the hill?
I just had to just be myself and, you know, do what I did to get here. I told Luis before the game, you know, well, let's mix it up. Like, I don't want to be, you know, just relying on my fastball. Like, I got here for a reason. And I've been doing a really good job of just using all my pitches and trying to command those in the zone. So that was my game plan going into the day. Just tried to get a good control of my breath and, you know, just trying to be calm as possible. And it's hard to do that. A lot of adrenaline flowing. So I just tried to just be even keel as possible. And it worked out in my favor for sure.
We didn't see it, but it was moving quickly there for you?
Absolutely. The moment I stepped into the building, my heart was pounding pretty good.
That's awesome. What's something that somebody did that maybe kind of helped slow you down?
Just talking to Skip, too, before the game. He was like I said, just, you know, be yourself. You know, that's just a good reassurance to have, like, especially coming from the manager, too. It was just, yeah, him and mental skills coach Adam Bernero just kind of always helped me with controlling my breathing and stuff. So all that really helps when you, especially in that kind of moment.
All right, all you kids out there, remember, got to breathe. It's the number one thing out there. You strike out the side in the first. I'm sure there's got to be, I know you have confidence in your stuff, but there's got to be curiosity. You saw him in the spring training, but in the regular season, what are the reactions I am going to get with this? How did that pitch, the fastball in particular look?
Yeah, I thought the fastball was great. It had a little more run than I was used to. Which actually played in my favor. It was kind of an inconsistent movement profile that day. And, you know, I ended up did I threw more fastballs than I'm used to, but I was locating them really well, and I didn't see a lot of great swings on them, so I kind of just kept going to it, and it worked out pretty well.
You said you reworked the slider in between spring training and now. Why did you do that?
For me, being able to throw my slider more like my fastball, just a lot more natural, and I really want my pitches to be like velo based. So the 88, like 91 mile an hour slider I have right now is a little shorter, but I think it plays a lot better off my fastball, and if I can locate it on the outer half of the plate, it'll be a real weapon. So that's something I've really been focused on the last couple weeks, and I've been doing a really good job at it, and it feels just a lot more natural than, you know, trying to get around the ball and trying to sweep it as much as possible.
We've seen the overlays, and they're insane. How much do you use technology to help with where you're at with those things?
I love looking at all that stuff. My vertical ride, my fastball, the horizontal and vertical movement on my changeup and sliders, same with the curveball. You know, I kind of have like a couple numbers I like to stick into. You know, if I'm going past this certain number, it's not my best pitch, and I'm doing too much. So I try and like stick to a certain stats for sure, but all that stuff's great to look at. All the video, you learn a lot from it, and it's a great resource to have, and there's a lot of great guys that provide that for us. So
it's a totally different game, but it's very interesting to learn. I think it makes it more accessible to us. We understand what you are doing better. Yeah. After all that, we're going to take it back to the backyard. Tell me about Rye, New York.
Grew up there. My dad grew up in the same house we're living in right now, so we've been there our whole lives, whole families from Rye pretty much. Just a small town right near the water in Long Island Sound. Short trip to the city. But yeah, it's just a great small town. There's some BJ Surhoff, the Moran brothers, a couple of guys, the big leaguers. So it's just great to get that recognition out of there, and it's pretty sweet.
You said you've known since elementary school this is what you wanted to do. How did you fall in love with the game?
Just trying to enjoy it as much as possible. As a young age, I was always, you know, I was pitching, I was catching, I was doing everything. You know, that's what makes it really fun. So just always having that attitude about it really just kept my heart in the game.
You could talk to a kid about baseball and playing baseball. I mean, when I saw your group out there, I thought that's an advertisement right there. You know, this is what you want. What would you tell kids about playing ball?
Yeah, you gotta have fun with it. You gotta enjoy it, and that's the biggest thing. But you know, it's a grind for sure. You know, if you want to get this level, you gotta sacrifice a lot of things. But ultimately, the biggest thing is just to have fun with it, because it's a beautiful game. There's a lot of good people in baseball, and just a great spectator sport too. So just enjoy it as much as you can.
What was your best moment on the field before you hit college?
I threw about 150-some pitches my sophomore year to win the section finals for our high school, first time in 30 years. That was definitely one of my favorite moments.
That's a lot of pitches.
Yeah, sure is.
Do you remember how many strikeouts you had in that game?
It was probably around 8 to 10, I think.
Okay.
I got hit around, you know, it wasn't one of my best performances. I think they had 5 runs or something, but my coach tried to take me out several times, and I was like, you know what, this is my game. I'm not coming out. I want to win this for us. So, yeah, that was unbelievable. Great, great day.
As a kid, did you go to professional games?
Yeah, I grew up Yankees fan, so we'd always go to Yankee games. Love watching Jeter, Posada, Hideki, Bernie Williams back in the day. Yeah, I love doing that. Most of the Yankees games, never really went to Shea Stadium at all.
And now you're going to pitch at City Field. I mean, what's that going to mean to you? It's not Yankee Stadium. That'll come up, but pitching in your home state.
Yeah, I couldn't ask for my start to line up better. Had a great crowd here in Seattle, but I'm going to have even more people in New York, and just great to see the support I'm getting, and you know, be able to pitch in my hometown for my second start is unbelievable.
Lastly, what's been the best part of this week for you?
Definitely my debut for sure, but just being up here, this is awesome. I've worked my whole life for this, and feeling to share it with these guys and go to battle with them every day. It's a pretty cool experience.
We've enjoyed it too. George, thank you.
Thank you very much.